So I think that was the thermoelectric effect. And then there's a short discussion in Cantel about minibands. And this is an interesting problem where you take some, I've drawn here a one-dimensional potential for electrons. And at first it's goes up and down with some amplitude, then it switches to a new amplitude, and then it goes to the old amplitude again. And what you do is you make a crystal that's got a very long lattice constant this way. So you imagine this potential going on and on, and you make a material which has got a large lattice constant, and then if for that material you plot the dispersion relationship. So if this is small a, just this period here, that would be the dispersion relationship for an electron moving through the potential if all the heights were the same. It would just look like cosine potential go up like this. But when you introduce some longer periodicity to it, then what happens is that the size of the Brillouin zone gets smaller, and it opens up these little gaps. And these bands here are called they're called mini bands. So if you have a two metals, and you deposit a few atoms of one metal, and then a few atoms of the other metal, and a few atoms of the first metal, and a few atoms of the second metal, like that, it may be that if you deposit either of these two metals, that there is the Fermi energy cuts through the bands of this big dispersion relationship. But if you choose the widths of the two sides correctly, you can open a gap up right at the Fermi energy of these two metals. And from layers of two metals, you can make a semiconductor. It would be nice if you could make an insulator, but the band gaps tend to be pretty small. So you could layer two metals and get a semiconductor. And it also works the other way. You can take two insulators and layer them on top of each other in such a way that you get a metal out of it. So you take two insulating, if you made 3D crystals of them, they'd be insulating materials. But you start out with one and you only grow a few atoms of it, and then you switch to the other material, they switch back, and you make a super lattice. Then what you can get is a metallic material out of some insulating layers. And this is, it gives you interesting prospects for being able to design the materials. If you can grow two kinds of materials with very good control, then you can make different, you can basically design a material. So sometimes people also try to design superconductors out of two materials that are both insulators.